By the grace of God, Moray returned in time with a rope and four men. We found strong hooks on the walls and tied the ropes to them. I insisted on being first into the pit, one rope laced like a harness around my chest, a second in my hand, and a lantern gripped between my teeth. It was a perilous descent, but at last I stood on something solid, if terribly slick. I held up the lantern to send the feeble light around the pit. I quickly spotted the shadowy and macabre limbs of the two bodies Holmes had found, protruding upwards from the grey moonscape of the mounded ice. But where was Holmes? I continued in a circle until I saw my poor friend, huddled over at one edge of the pit and curled into a ball, his hands in tight fists. "Holmes!" I cried out. He did not respond. I lunged towards him and slipped on the treacherous surface, tumbling onto the sharp edges of the ice rocks and bruising my ribs. With difficulty, I righted myself and clambered towards his unconscious form.